This is side two, channel two, and I just want to make sure this records because I'm having a little problem on the channel one for some reason. So I wanted to check and see if this records.
Yeah. There you go. Now you can talk. That's good.
Hi, Walt. This is your old school bus driver, if you can remember, Uncle Melty. I used to work with your dad at Blue Creek, and I stopped to say hello to your folks tonight and found you was in the service, and they'd asked me if I'd like to make a tape, and I'm tickled pink. This is 10 o'clock, the evening of May 7th. It's very cold out after it's been warm for quite a number of days. The big dog you have, his name's Albert, I believe, is laying here by my side. He almost knocked me down coming in. I see a lot of your old friends on occasion. I'm very glad you're in the service and doing something for your country, unlike the ones that are laying down in front of draft boards and burning the American flag and creating a lot of disturbance, which we're having quite a bit of here, especially since our entrance into Cambodia. And while I try to remain neutral on Cambodia, I feel that if our going into Cambodia will bring you home quicker, that I'm damn glad that we're in Cambodia. And let's get this thing over with so you can come back. And if you ever see a ship called the USS Sutter County in the South China Sea or in that area, and ever get to talk to any of the boys on it, you remember my name was Milt Greenfield. My son is Chief Petty Officer Milton Greenfield, the same name. Like to have you say hello if you ever do, or if the ship goes by, just wave and smile, and that would do the job. Everybody's fine here, except we're having a little trouble at Shaker now regarding the war in Vietnam and Cambodia, and I try to guide the students on my bus and tell them that not to get too involved. You have a right to dissent, Walt, but you don't have a right to try to take the country over by force and try to force your will on other people. But like I say, I'm proud of my boys that have been there. By the way, Milton's been there 9 times, and I'm kind of proud of all the fellas that have been on my bus at one time or another, because right or wrong, we're in there and we're trying to get out of Vietnam. And, well, God bless you, and I'll see you someday soon.
I got to sit on Daddy's lap here so I can talk to you. What I was telling you about Harry, they were twin girls, and he gave...
6 pounds, 5 ounces.
A piece?
Yeah.
6 pounds, 5 ounces, yeah. A piece? Oh, my God. It's a wonder she wasn't weighted right to the ground. Well, anyway, he gave Dad 2 cigars, and I know you don't smoke, but maybe we'll throw them in this box, and you can give them to somebody that does. So they're Harry's cigars for his 2 twin girls, anyway. We got the pictures, and it's easier to see the picture view, you know, not in a little tiny square thing. And it looks good. You look wonderful. I noticed I got a better look at your Sony, whatever it is, and that is quite an instrument. It's a beautiful piece. Have you decided yet whether you're going to get that or the other kind? You said you didn't know for sure on the last tape what you'd do. You'd probably end up with the Sonys. Let me see, what else did I... What else were we going to tell him, Betty?
About Willie.
Oh, yeah, you know the one we were just raving about on the other side? We were going to go see the hippie. It was Bob Willie, and he was walking that little niece of his, you know, the sister's little baby. And, of course, when you get out close to him, he don't look that bad, except his sideburns are so far down. His hair isn't down his back. He keeps that cut fairly decent. But it's the sideburns way down near his chin with the fuzz on him. That's what makes him look so scuzzy. But other than that, he looks all right. If he just chopped them off, as far as his hair looks okay. So I ran out, and I showed him the picture of you, and he says, oh, they let them let their hair grow, you know? So he was quite fascinated with that. And he asked all about you and how you were and what you were doing and so on and so forth. So we talked for a few minutes out there. And so Marcia had seen him up at SCORE anyway. I think I told you about that. And she had told him, you know, that you were with an assault helicopter company. Let me see. Can't think of anything else as far as Bobby Willie is concerned. Bam, Betty says you're as brown as the wood. Yeah, I said on the other side he had a beautiful tan. Let me see. Daddy may want to talk to you for a minute. And what else did I want to tell you? Oh, golly, I can't think of anything else right now. But I'll tell you about these pictures that I'm sending you in this next letter. I'll explain the pictures to you. Maybe Daddy will talk in a minute.
Hi, Walt. This, of course, is the same day as what Mom was talking to you, as she just said. I don't know whether she told you what day it was.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's the same day, and it's in the evening. It must be about 8 o'clock. I was just ask her, she mentioned to you about the wiring diagram of that panel. Best thing to do, from what I can gather, is that once you get back here, to go and buy the stuff and hook it up the way that you want, because these birds don't seem to understand, or they don't have the capabilities, which is more like it. They can't see just exactly what you want to do there, and they said that it's have to be all completed. Well, if this is the case, I don't know where you start when you design something. If it's you got to start from having completed, then you can't design anything. But anyway, I kind of figured this would be what it'd end up with. So they wanted to know where everything went, as Mom said, where the wires went off the end. So I said, well, that's all right. So when he gets back, he'll buy the stuff he wants to make it work. So that's the size of that. And also, I was talking with Dick down at Imperial Garage and asking if he ever see any of these XKEs. And he was telling me that they have quite a bit of trouble, especially if they have to have parts or any work done on them. And he said that you'd be better off to get a hold of a sports car made in this country, and you would have less problems of parts. So I told him I would find out from you what you would want, and then we could look around and see. So that's about the size of that there. Of course, there's not too many XKEs, as he said, around, and he did have one. I guess he had to have a fender or something, or get a fender for it, and he said they've changed the design, and the fender used to be a little bit shorter, now it's longer, so that when he had sent the long type of fender, they had to cut off about 3 or 4 feet, and he said they had to wait for about 5 months to get the fender. So this is the problem they run up against with these things. And he said, they'll tell you, oh, yes, we can get the parts, we have the mechanics to fix them, but he said half of them are running around not operating properly, and then half of them aren't fixed and can't get fixed. He said it's just a way that they suck the people in for the money that they want for them. So I had to decide. I guess it's just a question of wheels or something, to what you want. And if you have any idea, just tell Mom, we'll keep our eyes open. Of course, Aunt Beck got her car, and tonight she went out with the bug, and it moves. So we went around the block a couple of times. It'll take a little while to get used to it, but she'll probably be all set in a few days. Albert's barking at some dog or something, so I'll sign off for a couple of minutes, okay?
That dog or something happened to be a big, fat, brown or black cat, which Clee's dog ran right up to our front steps, and there was the big, fat cat. So Albert was not only barking at this big, fat cat, he was barking at Clee's dog. So we had the two of them right up. Yeah, big, fat. No, he isn't fat. So that was what the commotion was all about, and things have died down beautifully now, so I guess we're all set to go again here. I know something I got to tell you. Last night, of course, Betty got the car yesterday. The man brought it over, and of course, she didn't have the plates or anything on it. So we all went out last night and sat in the car. And Albert would run in one door. It's only a two-door, you know. And Dad and I sat in the back, and Marsh and Bet were up in the front. And I think Dad was in the front first, but it doesn't matter. Albert had run in through one door and out the other, and you couldn't stop him. And then he'd come back, turn around, come back through that door, and go on out the other side. He did that about 10 times, but we couldn't get him to stay in the car. It was so funny. It was just like he was passing through, you know, like in one door and out the other, and it was the cutest thing you ever saw. And he'd go hell-bent for election, right on through. Everybody's trying to grab him. You couldn't do a thing with him. He'd dash right out. And then he'd swing right around, come right back through again. He was having the greatest time, but we couldn't get him to stay in the car. It was so funny. Yeah. Let me see. Where are the pictures, Marsh? Will you stop licking me? I only got Ben Gay here. Now, one of the pictures that's here, actually, I got it written on the back for you, is when the buds first came out, but they don't show on the picture for some reason. They showed to my eyesight, but they didn't show on the picture. Maybe you can see a little bit of fuzz on it, but it looks like a bunch of stalks. And then when they come out more and you could see them bright yellow, I got 3 pictures of those, and they're kind of pretty. I think they're pretty, don't you, Betty? Because it's yellow fuzzy things. And you can tell how messy the lawn is, but as I explained to you, we haven't finished that yet. And then I got one of these fantastic shots that Marcia took of an airplane. Well, actually, it's just the jet stream of an airplane and all these stalks of trees sticking up. And then this one here of your dad and Albert in front of the garage. Now, don't think that your poor old dad has gotten decrepit. It was that the sun was so bright. He looks like a bald-headed old fossil with white hair. Well, he isn't really, you know. Even Albert looks rough in this picture. Oh, even the black, that brand new black driveway looks gray. Look at that.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Gee, And, of course, the one of Dad and I, that looks worse. We look like that farmer and his wife, you know, out in Kansas. And she stands there with the deadpan puss, and he does, too. I don't remember. What's it? Yeah, and he's holding a pitchfork. You've seen it a million times, but I don't remember the name of it. So there we there the farmers. Yeah, the farmers. Right. So there we stand in front of the garage, looking like two old folks out of Ann Lee home. And here's a picture of the driveway, but looks good. But as I wrote on the back here, you can tell the part that we're going to regrade there by the lamppost and out near the end of the driveway here. That's got to be regraded. So, and you can see all the flagstone, which wasn't removed yet. Now, Marcia took this tremendous shot of Weston's parking lot.
Oh,
no, fell out of the tree, no. But it does show the roof of those apartments they're building. So she thought this was a bunch of cars, you know. We don't know who they are. Oh, they won't be finished when you get back, as Aunt Bet said, because they signed bankruptcy.
You'll have the hill back.
And so you'll have the hill, and you'll just have to look over these half-done houses. So that takes care of that. And then the picture of Dad and I out in the backyard with the lime and the fertilizer and everything. Now we look more natural. If you look closely in the shadows and over at the corner, the thing that Aunt Bet took... this is one of Aunt Bet's prize shots, too. We got these fantastic photographers here. Mine are all fuzzy, and theirs are all lopsided. Well, anyway, we look pretty good in this one. We look a little more natural. Of course, Albert is clawing us all to pieces and everything, but we still look good, bloody but unbowed. You know what it is. So there we are in the backyard, and once the grass comes up, it's going to look nice. So that's about the extent of the pictures
no,
I got for you. Oh, yeah, we've got another film in the camera that we took of Stace and John by their car, and John and I by the tree Stace took, and I took some pictures of Stace and John and Daddy and Marcia and the dog, and I don't think you were out there, Betty. What happened to you? She didn't even get in on that. Well, anyway, when the guys came Sunday, I told you in a letter, and sprayed the black crap on the driveway, so they were all standing there around watching and everything, so I took pictures of them, and one by John, the car, I think Albert was by the car, one picture we took. Well, anyway, we took a bunch, but we got some left, and Aunt Bet's going to take a picture of her car for you. It's colored, and it'll show the color of the car pretty. It's a sort of a turquoise on the bottom and this ivory on top. Matter of fact, I told Aunt Bet I finally remembered what it reminded me of as a mail truck. That's just what it reminded me of. The new little Jeep mail trucks with the turquoise on the bottom, only they got a red stripe somewhere, haven't they? No red stripe? Oh, they're minus a red stripe. Well, anyway, that's the colors look like that, but the car don't. So that's about all I got in the way of pictures right now, but we're going to send you some more later on. Once we get the lawn graded and get some grass up, it'll look so much prettier. And that's about it right now. Well, let's see. I sent out in today's letter the thing that, oh, my God, Marcia Ann, I sent it out. Well, anyway, we were going to make a copy to have here in case you'd like a poster of it. You'll get it before you get this tape. And Snoopy's sitting on his doghouse, which has turned into a helicopter, and he's delivering mail. And if you want us to make the poster, why, we will gladly. There goes somebody in a souped-up car. Well, anyway, oh, Claudio, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he wears some kind of cowboy hat. He's a real dude. What is that thing? Oh, it's the same thing you sent to Marsh, only six times bigger. Great big brim on it. I think that's some other kind of hat. Cavalry from the Civil War or something. Well, anyway, to get back to the story, we can make up another one, but I wanted to get a copy of that before we send it out. Marsha says to get a copy, and then I went and sent it in the letter. Well, there you go. So if you want one, why, we'll make it up. If you think it's cute or you think it's worth making up, we will. I know your father's in there laughing at Jim Neighbors. What was I going to tell you? I was going to tell you something. Oh, Marcia's working on alcoholism now. This health class of hers has been a lulu. They've gone from sex to drugs to alcoholism and promiscuity. Is that how you pronounce it? Well, anyway, you get the drift. Right now she is doing a crossword puzzle. And she's got it in the shape of a liquor bottle, which is sharp. No longer? What happened? She can't fit the words in a liquor bottle. Well, things are tough all over. So, anyhow, she has to write questions and then fill in the words, you know, that go in this crossword puzzle. Real crazy jazz.
Stupid.
Stupid. So, that's health for you. She's interested in that kind of jazz, you know? So thrilling and exciting a subject that for everybody else it probably turns her on backwards. So that's Marcia's job right at the moment. I think she's given up. Never. Let's see. What thing you made? Oh, she made a...
What?
Oh, it's sort of a peace metal thingy.
No.
What is it?
It's for peace,
but it's for victory, too. Now, it's pretty sharp. This is her own idea. It's square. And then cut out in the center is a round circle. Well, the circle isn't cut out. The circle's in there, but the square edges of the circle. You got the picture? Well, anyway. And on that circle is the peace sign. You know, it's an inverted Y. Well, in front of that, she's got her hand up like a hand up in the front of it, like Winston Churchill with a V for victory sign. And then around it, she's got written, the greatest, what? It's all cut out in those places.
Where the
peace sign is, that's all cut out. And then these squares around the circle, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you got it. The greatest thing, bar none, in the world, love. I think that's kind
of
pretty. She wrote a whole bunch of garbage on the back of what? Oh, the one that she's going to put in the kiln if the sister can ever get it up above 500 degrees. Yeah, she's got a slight problem there. I don't think it'll bake.
I know one other thing.
And were you going to paint it? What color are you going to paint this piece thingy?
I'm going to paint it with her glaze so it'll be shiny. Then I'm going
to paint it with her glaze so it'll be shiny, and then she's going to take that enameled stuff afterwards and paint that on the color she wants, because their colors are crappy. Wait a minute. She's got something on the back.
Do it
well. Do it well. Okay.
This one's on man?
Yeah. What, a joke?
Oh,
yeah, this one's on man. Man's reach should exceed his grasp. And then it's got flowers? Oh, a flower. Well, you gotta have a flower in there. Well. Oh, yeah, it's different. Yes. But it should be pretty. Oh, and then it's got a hole on the top so you can put a string in it. Oh, chain beads. Oh, my God. Chain beads. Oh, your father's calling me. Just a minute. I know what else I wanted to tell you. Dad called me tonight. They're going up to camp, seeing what's selling the house. He wanted to let me know they'd be gone. He said he's getting his motorbike. It's costing about $500. It must be a used one. But all he's going to license it, but all he actually wants it for is going through those trails up in the woods. And so it must be a trail bike. I don't think it's a regular motorcycle. I'm not sure. He didn't say, but I should think it's a trail bike or something. He said because some of those trails that he goes back in hunting or fishing and hunting, the 5 and 10 miles back in the woods, and all you can go in is with one of those little Jeeps or a bicycle. And so that's what he wanted to get the bike for, is to go back in there. And he said he didn't know how he was going to do it, and everybody keeps telling him he's crazy. But he figures this way, this is what he wants, and so you only go this way once, he said, and he's going to have what he wants. He said it might take him a little while to maneuver the thing, but he's going to get his bike. I guess he's going to get it next weekend. They're going to have a garage sale. He calls it a garbage sale. You advertise in the paper and put all the stuff you don't want in your garage and have people come and buy it out. So he's having a garbage sale next weekend. So we'll probably be going over before then, because Helen has some things she wants me to have. So we'll probably be going over some night next week for a little while. So, I knew I had something I wanted to tell you. That's what he said. He's be picking it up pretty soon. What Dad was laughing at was the Jim Nabors show. The one skit was, Rock Hudson was on as a guest. And the one skit was he had this gas station. And first you heard on the radio how this, couple thousand mile race in these race cars, and how this guy was ahead and he was way out in the lead, and he had to make one more stop. It was cross country, and he had to make one more stop for gasoline. Well, anyway, he pulls up to his gas station, and actually it's Smiley's gas station. He wasn't Smiley. Smiley don't come in on Thursdays. Well, to make a long story short, between the whole thing and here, he goes, howdy, 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 and the guy's in a hurry, see, to get the gasoline in the car and get going. And so by the time he fiddles around, well, anyway, he had to fix something on the car. So he had him in there pumping the brake, but he told him not to touch anything else. And this was about three-quarters of an hour later, after he wants to give him dishes and stamps. And everything else, and, well, after he blabbed for about 10 minutes before he even started to think about giving him the gas, and the guy said, I'd kill you, but I haven't got the time. So anyway, he gets him in the car, this big racing car, and he's got him pumping on the brake while he's trying to fix something in the front, and then when he wants him to get out so he can get going, he's got it fixed. He's stuck in the car, and he can't get out. So he's hauling on him and pulling on him and yanking him and doing everything to try to get him out of there, and you hear vroom, vroom, and about four of them go by, and he's just about lost the race, and he can't get him out of the car. It was hilarious. The funny thing was, he says, I kill you, but I haven't got the time.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be than with you, my love. And there's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
Hitbound, if I ever heard a record hitbound, it certainly is. That's United We Stand, and Divided We Fall. Brotherhood of Man at WTRY 1055.
What do you think of that one? I don't think it's too bad. That's brand new. As a matter of fact, I'll be honest with you, I never heard it before. I've been waiting for another song I wanted to play for you. There aren't that many good ones, and when this one came along, I thought, well, I'll tape it anyway, and if it isn't good, I can always tape over it. But it is excellent, I think, and I like the beat. All of the ones that I've picked out so far seem to have that same beat. This other little ditty that I wanted to get for you, it's good, but it's not in the same vein, it's not the same style of music, but maybe I can latch on to it before the tape is over. I never heard of the Brotherhood of Man. I don't know who they are. But the song itself I kind of like. Probably as the song gets going and gains popularity, there's probably a whole middle section in it that they cut out, just like there was for that Reflections of My Life. And now that it's up to number 5, they've cut the middle out again, and they don't play it anymore. So I did get it on this tape for you, and it's a kind of interesting instrumental. And so this may have a middle section later on, too. It's a shame you can't get the whole thing at once, but that's the way it goes on this station, but sounds pretty good to me.
Don't
Bonnie and Friends. I'm touring with Eric Clapton, and I don't want to discuss it. WTR.
You gotta admit one thing. When I decide on a grand finale, I really pick a grand finale, don't I? I sure can pick 'em. I don't know where this one come from. I've never heard Bonnie and Clyde or Bonnie and Harry or whoever it is here either, but it sure is a wild piece. I thought it was fantastic. Incidentally, it's not the little ditty I was waiting for. I was afraid the tape had run out before they ever got all exhausted there. My God, that's a fantastic piece. Gee, you'd think they'd never wear out of energy. So anyway, whatever it is, you heard what it is, and they were on tour, and whoever they are, and so that's my finale. I got a little left to say goodbye to you. Well, I suppose I might just as well say goodbye to you now, and God bless you, and take care. It's early in the day. Marcia won't be home till later, so I can't get her to say goodbye. I'm all alone here, but thought I'd finish up this tape so we could get it out. They are having to play Fiorella. You know, LaGuardia, that's who the play is about, but it's named Fiorella. And they borrowed our George Washington for the play. I guess I already told you. So Marcia's going to the play tonight to get George back, so it won't sit up there over the whole weekend. And so she's going up to the play tonight. And Dad's busy putting a water tank in. And maybe I'll just say bye and... I hope you like the two wild pieces I got for you here. That was really a surprise to me because I never expected it to last that long in the first place. And I thought they'd run out of steam much sooner than that, but they just seemed to go on and on and on and on. I don't know what those things are that you say, your rudder and so on and so forth, but anyway... we're thinking of you, and the boxes go out tomorrow. Bye-bye.